Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There was a time, Timmy.
Where things served a purpose. Yeah. It was a blast from the past. Catching up with people he hadn't seen in decades.
It was a lot of fun.
And even a nostalgia.
Yeah.
And if we're being real, it was a chance to see who did well and who did not do well. But with the connection everyone shares now, they may not be necessary anymore. So now that we know pretty much everything there is to know about the folks we used to know, does anyone want to go to these things anymore?
I think, you know, for your generation, I can't see the motivation.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF, just after 9:25, 9:30. It is sports mecca time in America.
Crunch time, right?
Well, bro, I mean, you got NHL and NBA playoffs that are in full swing right now. The games have been phenomenal.
Yeah.
And what happened last night also illustrates what sucks about this time of year.
Okay.
Because if you wanted to see two of the biggest games happening in both leagues last night, you were going to be dragging ass the next day.
Oh, really? That late?
We'll get into it just after 9:30 here in the break room on CMF. Terrible time. Timmy behind the board this morning. Kimmy off jet setting. And Timmy, I'm glad you're here because you're around my age.
Yeah. Big sports boy.
Well, I'm talking about with this, too. Yes, he is a big sports boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, skinny sports boy.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I got the official email.
Yep.
My 20-year high school reunion is in September. AQ class of 2004 rules! So, and it's got all the bells and whistles, right? Like, there's the homecoming football game.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, the get-together with my classmates. Aquinas does school tours and, like, special masses, all that
Wait,
jazz.
Wait, church, too?
Well, they have. You don't have to go.
All right.
So I won't be going. Now my wife's going to find out. She's going to make me go to mass. Am I supposed to go to this?
I mean, you're very connected to your school because your kids go there. You box there since. I mean, I can see you doing it because you're such a schoolie.
A schoolie.
You know,
now.
Like that guy that just keeps hanging around.
My kids go to the school.
You were hanging before your kids.
I wasn't hanging before the kids. What was I hanging?
Don't yell at me.
No, wait. No, shut up. No. The contempt in your voice bothers me. It bothers me.
Well, buckle up, buddy. No, but I mean, you have fond memories of school. Like, some of your best memories aren't in your home. Was that school?
Yeah, but isn't that everybody?
I didn't like either.
Shut up, rich boy, with your blazers. You were a scooter. Excuse me while I buy $3,000 worth of shoes for my dad. Put on shoes. Shut up, bitch. But you were saying,
I want to look good on my $100 bicycle. I would say now, though, there's no surprises. That's the problem. Like, the last one I went to was my 20th.
Okay.
And that was the good one, because that's where you really saw the 10, not so much. The 20... Everybody starts changing, and not for the good.
Okay,
that's where the juicy stuff is.
I get what you, and that's the
but
one.
But like
I
now,
have
I could look at everybody on. I mean, you probably follow most of these people if you care.
All right, so you're saying with your 80th coming up, you're not interested in going?
Well, I haven't seen your mom in a while.
That doesn't make sense. All right, Timmy, you're around my age.
Yeah.
So your 20-year reunion would be next year.
06.
Okay.
Or 26.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, are you interested in going to your 20-year reunion?
Yes. I don't know if I'm. I was thrilled to go to the 10-year.
Well, they had warm food.
20-year, I think I'm excited about to see, like, the changes. Like, the high school sweethearts that have unraveled. They've got families and stuff, but they're not together anymore.
Well, you're just
chaos. I want chaos. I love chaos.
The spider veins and cankles you're going to see.
Like, I live in the town that I graduated from, so I see most of the people that I'm going to see anyway, but not in a social party setting, and not everybody can hang in that, and I can, so let's go.
First of all, no, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, the reason you're called Terrible Time Timmy is because every time there's alcohol and people together...
Somebody else has a terrible time. I'm having a great time.
Bro, at Kimmy's wedding, you got on a bus and rode it all night long. Yes, because you thought it was going to bring you back to where you were, but it was an employee bus.
So
okay, all right, Tommy. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You come from a period in time, like you said, where the high school reunion served a legitimate purpose.
Yes.
20 years after you graduated, the only way you could see how everyone turned out was to go.
Right.
And Timmy and I don't really have that problem.
No.
Right.
All the surprises are gone.
Yes.
So I don't know what would be in it for you, really, and like maybe to see the people that moved away, because there are a lot of people here that you probably graduated with that could be living hell overseas. Hey, maybe you see them if you care.
Okay.
What else?
All right, 252-WCMF, is this the generation, our generation, that kills the high school reunion? And
it's got to be.
Are people still going to their high school reunions? 252-WCMF. And if you did go, by the way, was it worth it? Because I'm not opposed to going, but I do have a fear.
What's your fear?
My fear is that I'm going to get to my 20-year high school reunion in September, and it'll be a room full of 10 people that I didn't really hang out with in high school, and it's going to get weird, and it's going to be uncomfortable, and I'm stuck there with my wife on my arm, and she's talking to people, and I can't, like, Irish goodbye or spin out, because now she's, like, made a contact with somebody.
That's what's going
to
happen.
Okay, so then I shouldn't go.
Well, isn't that the point of it? You can go and hang out with the people that you were going to hang out with any weekend anyway. You're going there to interact with people that you don't normally see or don't normally interact with.
No, but Timmy, you know this. Like, there are people you don't normally interact with that you want to interact with from high school, and there are people that you don't normally interact with, and there's reason for that.
That want to interact with you.
Well, no, I don't even know if that's the case, but if we're in a room together, like now we're forced. If there's only a handful of us, you know what I'm saying?
I think I would thrive in that situation. So I know what you're saying, but sign me up for it.
I don't think you have an accurate idea of the person you are as a human. And I say that with all due respect.
I can appreciate that.
Okay. Because like, as I say, there are people who you don't talk to, Tommy, that if you saw them again, you wouldn't want to talk to them.
Yes.
You popped in my head. And I mean that from like someone who graduated with you. You know what I mean? Like, who would want to talk to Terrible Type Timmy?
Yeah, it was weird because like you go to this thing and you know, and it's a social event. You're gonna there's dancing, booze. I mean, if you're into that kind of stuff.
Booze and dancing?
With people you went to school, but they're people you haven't seen in 20 years. You know what I mean? It's like a bad wedding reception.
Yeah, no, that's a great way to put
it. That's when there were still surprises. Don't forget, I took two different wives to my 10 and 20.
You did not.
Yeah, so in my 10-year, I took my wife, and then but we were kind of like on the outs.
Okay.
But she went with me.
Gotcha.
And then my 20-year, I flew down to Florida with my second wife. Yeah.
See, that's what I'm there for. I want to see that. I want to be like, man, haven't seen you in 10 years. How's the wife and kids? It's like, oh, this is my wife now. It's not the same person. I want that. I need that.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. You got my official email yesterday, my high school reunion. 20 years, buddy.
That's a big one, man.
Where did the time go?
I know. I can see it on your face.
Just yesterday. Yeah, it's from dealing with you all morning. Like, look at these lines. I think probably. No, but I mean, it is a moment, too, where you come into that realization that you're not a kid anymore.
No, you realize how old you are.
Yeah, like, bro.
Like how fast it goes.
It really did feel like yesterday I was walking out of that place, right? Like, I'm going to show the world a thing or two, man. Like, they don't know. America doesn't know what's about to hit it. Pat Duffy got a high school diploma. Here I come. And now I'm going back to a 20-year reunion to a school where both of my kids go.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
That's weird, too, because you... Yeah, your kids are there, your dad went there, your brothers.
Yep, brother or sisters.
Yeah, you got a lot of history there.
Well, yeah, we're an Aquinas family. There's a lot of, right? It's one of the most prominent Aquinas families, the Duffy family. All of our tuition from when I was a kid is almost paid off by my father at this point. You know, you brought up bringing your wife and Timmy. You want to see, like, the chaos of all of, divorces and breakups or whatever.
Yeah.
Is a high school reunion better if you're married or if you're single?
Single. Mm. Speaking from somebody who's never been married.
Okay. I don't really have a choice here. Right? Like, I'm going with my wife.
Yeah, I don't think I would go if I was single.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Like to fly to Florida if I'm a single guy.
Okay, but
know.
Single people really have a chance to try and go back in time for one night.
But you know the buffet has changed, bro.
So have you, man. Your spoon's a lot smaller.
Yeah, but you don't think that, right?
Okay, but you,
every
bro.
Boy thinks he's got a big spoon. He's got a big dipper. But, you know, the pickings is going to be not the same.
Okay, but it's also an opportunity. Like, look, you have talked about before.
But to get laid.
Yeah.
You're talking about getting laid.
Yeah, we're talking about getting laid at your high school reunion.
But you're thinking, you're going to go to your high school reunion, and you're going to hook up with a single chick and have a one-night stand. The odds of that happening are zero.
Is it, though? Is it? Because I would think that a single high school reunion, the odds of a one-night stand are actually better than you walking into a bar because you have history with these people.
Right. But if you're a single woman at the 20 or 30-year high school reunion, you're a disaster.
That's not true.
Bro, I'm telling you, you're a disaster.
Okay, what about women who decided they wanted to have careers instead of settling down with one person? What about women that have moved around the country where that wasn't possible? What about women who are getting out of divorces where it wasn't their fault?
I know, but they decided that this is a good idea on a Saturday night.
Look, well, just because you go, it's not like there are women like, all right, here I go, I'm going to my high school reunion, legs above my head tonight, baby, woo-hoo! If it happens, it happens.
All right, but that's a lot to... I mean, I would have to literally fly to Florida and do that. It would cost me thousands of dollars as a single guy for a chance at a busted South Florida one-night stand.
I'm not saying you're going for a one-night stand.
But then what's my motivation?
Well, no, you would be going just like your motivation if you were married. Like, what's your motivation if you're married to go?
See, if I go as a married guy, the conversation's already set.
What's the conversation?
Well, you know, I'm married, probably have kids, job, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
Single 48-year-old, 49-year-old guy.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some questions.
Like what?
Oh, why ain't you married,
okay,
man?
If I was single...
I thought you were with so-and-so. What happened?
If I was single, I would be 38 going to my 20-year high school reunion. Is it pathetic to meet a single 38 or 28-year-old or 38-year-old man or woman?
At a reunion?
I would be careful.
I think it's a little strange.
Weren't you single at 38? Or were you married at 38?
No, I took my second
wife.
Okay,
so that was 20 years, yeah. Well, I
wish I was single at both of them.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I would make the argument that going married is more pathetic, but we'll get to that in a sec.
And don't forget, real quick, everybody's going to remind your wife what a dick you were in high school.
She already knows, bro. I grew up in this town.
You know there's stories you forgot. There was a story that I forgot that my wife had to hear. That there was a reason why one person wasn't there.
252-WCMF. I got the official email for my 20-year high school reunion. Timmy says he's excited to go to his in 2006. Pete's on CMF. Hey, Petey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I think Timmy's going to do fine in his reunion. He's a Rochester legend now.
Terrible Time Timmy's a Rochester legend.
Yeah, man. He's part of Tommy Nation.
Yeah, it's true. And there are several bars that have his picture up that don't allow him in anymore.
He works with a 30-year veteran of the radio.
Hey, Pete, how old are you, buddy?
I'm 66.
All right, did you go to any of your reunions?
My 20th, I scored.
Wait, you hooked up at your 20th reunion?
Hell yeah, brother.
Yes.
Thanks, Hulk Hogan. Petey, all right, so did you have plans walking in, or it just happened organically?
It just happened.
How crusty somebody was left. That ride, bro?
She's very cute.
It's his wife now.
But she was married.
Wait, what are you
doing? You hooked up with a married woman at your high school reunion?
Yeah, he was there.
How did that happen?
You are my hero.
We ain't got enough time for that story.
Bro, okay. That's a move and a half.
Yeah, it's most of them would be a lie, Petey. Why you lie? Thanks for the call, Pete. Have a good rest of the day.
Baby.
I believe you're fine. Why would you bang a married woman? You're not even young enough to be like, innocent. You're 38. You're a 38-year-old man banging a married woman whose husband...
Alcohol, memories.
Would that be worthwhile for you to fly down to Florida for?
Bang a married woman?
No. Hell yeah.
No.
Look at you. Are you trying to sound cool? Yeah, man, no, I don't want to do that.
What if you knew the guy and didn't like him?
Ooh. So you're saying it's a high school sweetheart situation. They got married, stayed together. You didn't like that kid in high school. Now you can bang his wife.
You should have had her in high school.
Still, that's a lot of drama to hold on to.
But man, if you pull that off, you're the man.
No, you're not, because you're fighting battles from when you were 16. That's pathetic.
Yeah, but this one you can win. And you could bang, where would you bang her, though? You'd have to bang her at school.
Over the chemistry table? Like, no, most high school reunions now happen at, like, banquet halls and restaurants, right?
It's at a country club.
Okay.
Like the coat room.
Going back to this
Which I don't have in Florida.
going back to this whole being single, I would argue that it's worse being married going to a reunion because, like, I...
Well, you're established, though.
I know, but my wife doesn't want to go to this. I mean, I'm sure she's going to say she wants to go to this. All right, let me say this.
But I think as a single guy, 20 years, you look like a loser. Like, you couldn't establish yourself.
Okay, but why? What do you mean? Wait, married means established?
It's, you're a family man.
So
you
what?
Own a home. You have children. You have responsibilities. You're a grown-ass person.
Look, I have those things, and I'm not saying those are bad things, but I also think it's inappropriate to say that somebody 38 and single isn't established. You could still have a home. Not everybody wants children. Not everybody wants to be tied down.
You ain't got no home.
I'm established. I'm in Tommy Nation.
All your crap's in boxes.
Like, Timmy's the worst.
Stuff.
Timmy's the worst person to have here to make this argument. Not everybody's Timmy at that age, right? There are successful single and...
You get seven income streams.
It doesn't matter if you're single or not, according to Pete. So what does it matter?
Look,
all your clothes are birthday gifts.
Look, why would I want my spouse to go to something like this? Because if I'm being honest, I wouldn't want to go back to Delaware and spend an evening with the people my wife went to high school with.
You just had to stand there.
You wouldn't want to go to your wife's high school.
And I did go to one of hers.
Was it fun? Did you have fun?
Well, it wasn't so bad because
you bitch, little bitch. Oh, in my circumstance, with my wife, I had a good time. Those were all kind of fun people. What you were saying? I'm sorry.
It was just a cocktail hour. It wasn't like a full thing like you're doing with like masses and stuff.
Yeah.
They just met at a bar.
Oh wow! But you had fun. They were all really interesting, cool people, right?
No. They're good people watching. All right, I hated it.
Look, all right, so let's say my wife doesn't want to go. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to force my wife to go.
Then just don't go.
So if I'm a married man that goes stag, is that more pathetic?
Yeah, because then it looks like you got marital problems.
Okay. I would like to show off my wife. Look who's finally getting laid regularly, everybody. Me.
Is that you want to be introduced when you walk in?
He's finally getting sex on the reg. Pat Duffy, class of 04. Do you guys still have people in high school you don't want to deal with?
I think I'm that guy.
I agree.
Well, yeah, we all figured that. Yep. Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
Like people, if you saw them on the street you went to high school with, you'd like turn the other way and not talk to them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because like there are a handful of guys, like three I can think of, I want no part of them, right? And with my luck, those will be like the only three people that show up and they're all going to want to talk. And I don't want to, like that. Is it weird to have people you're still not fond of 20 years after you graduate from high school?
No, I mean, it's not like you think about them all the time, but if their name comes up, those memories come back.
Not at all. Well,
this is human nature.
Is it? Well, it makes me feel kind of sad that they're like, you know, it's 20 years ago. Like, who cares? Longer if, you know, things
but
happen.
But I think those memories and those feelings come back as soon as you see them.
It's kind of.
Yeah, you can't pretend to forget.
No, but like, I don't know, like, I assumed well-adjusted adults, like, you know.
But I'm not.
But neither am I. That's what I'm saying. It's proof that we're not well-adjusted
people.
Yeah,
I got problems.
Okay.
I got deep mental problems, and they're all showing up at this reunion.
Deep mental problems.
And they got a name tag.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Brian writes us, I went to my 20-year reunion a few years ago. I felt the same way you did, Duffy, but it was fun. When you get there, all the weird feelings go away, and it's like you're a teenager again for a few hours. Did you feel that way?
No.
You didn't feel like a teenager?
But don't forget, I hated school, man. So I went in with a crap attitude. All I wanted to do was make fun of people. I just got drunk and I ragged on people almost the entire night.
Why go?
Yeah, I just needed the busy work, I guess.
It's like training camp for you?
Yes. I never forget, like, I went to my graduating class was only 18 people. Two of them had passed.
They have reunions for that?
Yes.
How?
You just rent one bus and pick everybody up.
It was small.
So you had 16 people? Did everyone show up?
With spouses. Okay. And two of the guys, you know, didn't have old ladies at the time.
Okay. And two of them were dead.
Two of them were dead.
Dead.
Yes.
I'm also worried about...
And one chick didn't show up because of me.
What happened with that?
So this chick, her name was Carmelin, and...
That is the most Florida name I've ever heard in my life. Carmelin.
And Carmelin wasn't Cohen because of that dick, Tommy Mulay. I don't want to deal with him. I was so mean to her in school.
So you were that guy?
Yeah, I was that guy by name. She didn't go to the 10. She didn't go to the 20 because of me.
Does that make you feel bad or does that make you feel proud?
No, I feel bad, man. As a kid, maybe I did. But, I mean, I was very mean.
All right, so look me in the face.
I was a mean, bitter little bastard. I'm just glad I outgrew it.
No, definitely. And look, you had all the reason to be mean and bitter when you were a kid because, you know, all you got was a boat and a house in Florida and every vacation you ever wanted and every toy you ever wanted and a bike that today would cost $850 and then a backup bike that you would ride to school, all hockey equipment, even though you never played hockey before in your life. Like, you know, all of these things. Of course you should have been.
I was a little prick.
A bitter, mean child.
I was a little prick in a tailored suit.
Little prick in a tailored suit. I would watch that Netflix documentary. Again, we're talking about high school reunions. I got the first email. My 20-year high school reunion will be in September. Jill writes us on Facebook. Duffy lives in Rochester, so him going to a high school reunion is pathetic. All the people you see are the people who you already see around town. People who don't move away but go to their high school reunion are the people who peaked when they were 18 and have nothing else going for them. Jeez, Jill.
But that's high school reunion, man. But they're just regular people, right? Like, nobody turned into a Michael Jordan, right?
Well, except the high school class in which Michael Jordan graduated from.
Yeah, that's it.
No, every famous person graduated from high school.
No, but your graduation probably didn't have that guy. I mean, they're just regular folk that just had normal lives.
No, I mean, there is going to be a most successful of the class. I'm trying to think who that would...
Mine didn't.
It might be you. That's how busted you are.
The second one, I was on the radio. But here's the funny thing. People thought Rochester was in New York City.
And you didn't correct them, did you?
Of course not.
You pathetic little man.
Yeah, look me up when you're up there.
No, like, I'm trying to... Timmy, is there someone who's, like, wildly successful from your graduating class?
There is a kid that I graduated with who just recently won an Emmy or a Grammy. I can't recall which. Working on the Elton John tour.
Oh, no kidding. As a musician?
No, just as production, but still. I mean, you can't take that away from him. It's a pretty dope thing to have.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes him the most successful, but that's definitely the most... notable thing that I've noticed in my class.
Yeah, nothing close to that.
Like, I'm trying to think, like, yeah, I don't know if anyone's gotten famous. I don't know who would be, like, super rich and successful.
Yeah, like, the most successful kid in my class came from a super rich family. It was a private school. Okay. So that don't count.
Well, I mean, the kid won't tell you it don't count.
Well, true, but he didn't do nothing.
How do you say this with the life that you live
in? Hey, I blew it, man.
Do they still do those superlatives? Because, like, they have the, you know, like, furthest traveled, most successful, you know, biggest glow up.
Yeah.
Is that still something that you can get away with doing?
Probably not.
Put on the Mo Herwitz on Tim's episode. Gain the most weight. Most unique smell.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't do that anymore without getting sued or on the news.
All right, let's take a break. I mean, if you want to forget all of your... problems, what you used to be, what you could have been, what you've become.
What do I
do? Well, you pop on TV and watch sports. That's a nice way to mind them.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
It is one of the greatest sports times of the year.
Yeah, everything's coming to a head.
Well, you got it. Like, baseball's on right now if you're into baseball. You have NHL playoffs and NBA playoffs that are heating up. We just got through with the NFL draft and all that stuff's going on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there is one thing that sucks about it. With the NFL playoffs, they do a great job of most of them you can watch and not have any consequence in the
next
day.
Staggered.
You got it. Whereas, if you want to watch any of what was going on, especially last night, you are dragging ass this morning. And we'll get into it next here in the Break Room on 96.5 WCMF.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you love sports, this is one of the greatest times of the year.
Yeah, you were saying it's all coming together.
It is, and the games have been phenomenal.
They're tight.
The only thing that sucks, Thomas,
yes,
is if you want to make sure you catch every moment, your ass is dragging today. And there gets to a point, if you are a sports fan, where you have to decide, am I fully committing to the outcome of this game? Or am I pulling the cord of the chute?
So how late are we going?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. See, that's the problem, is because with stuff like this, you don't know. The NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs are in full swing, and there was a full slate of games last night. Two that were awfully interesting. In the NHL, you had the Maple Leafs taking on the Bruins. If the Maple Leafs lost, they were going to be eliminated in the first round again. Timmy, their head coach, is probably going to get fired. There was going to be a massive shakeup with that roster.
Still might be.
Exactly. And then you had the Knicks and 76ers. The Sixers facing elimination. Their big man, legend, Joel Embiid. He's got Bell's palsy, a bad knee, migraines. There's another injury he's facing
right
playing?
Now.
He's gutting through it, man. It's right. An amazing performance. They, last night, staved off elimination in overtime, shocked the Knicks in Madison Square Garden to get back to Philadelphia. Yep, to game six. Last night, again in overtime, the Maple Leafs bested the Bruins to get back to Toronto. They go back home
for
game six.
It'll be game six in Toronto, yes.
Yes, to keep their seasons alive. And here's what sucks, Tommy.
What's that?
I'm bouncing back and forth between both of these games last night because I'm very interested. Yet, you know, we got to be up.
Yeah.
As soon as those games were going into overtime, I had to bail.
So, like, what time are we talking?
I think it was 10. The hockey game was like 9:45.
A little earlier,
Yeah,
but you're pushing 10 o'clock.
Around 10. By the time they ended, it was 10.
Did you bail on either of the games?
No. I'm an idiot, and I stayed through the Western Conference. I went to bed at 3 a.m.
Wait, the Western Conference?
You went to bed at 3. You were
Who were you watching that late?
It was Colorado and Winnipeg and Vancouver and Nashville.
Yeah, he's right. Like, you know, the Lanch beat the Jets, so the Jets are out of it. I wanted to watch that game, too, but I wasn't staying up to watch
it. Are the Jets around?
Where do the Jets play?
Out west.
Where?
Out that way. Okay. It's one of those bus that has Western Canadian.
Winnipeg?
It's a town where nobody goes. Winnipeg. Do they play in Winnipeg now?
The Winnipeg? You're kidding me. Here's my question. The phone number is 252-WCMF-252. Shut up. 252-9263. Like, Timmy, I respect you for being fully committed. I just cannot get up, go all night, and then get up and do the show, right? If you start watching overtime of whatever game you're watching, especially playoff-wise, you are now committed until question mark. And I don't know about you, Timmy, but if I start watching overtime, I am going to have to watch all of overtime until the game's over. I'm not going to be able to go to sleep not knowing how it ends.
Well, yeah, I mean,
all in.
You're so committed at that point, you might as well.
That's what I'm saying. So you have to make that decision when overtime starts. Am I going to watch this all the way through, or am I going to pull the ripcord? And if I don't pull the ripcord with the NHL and the NBA, now the NBA, the odds of them going to another overtime, second overtime, are much smaller because the score has to be exactly the same. Tommy, hockey games in the playoffs can go 2, 3, 4 overtimes, no problem.
But here's the thing, especially your generation, I get my generation because we never had like the highlights directly after I could watch. I could wake up in the morning and catch every highlight on my phone. Mm-hmm. Like you couldn't do that. Like, in my generation, I would think with your generation, I'll just see how it plays out in the morning.
No, I want to be there for all of the moments.
Yeah, but if it's going to go like 4 overtimes, I'm out.
If I've got to watch a highlight package, what's the point? Like, of course, you can't watch every game ever, but if I'm watching something, I'm watching it because I want to be like,
no, but if I'm
I want
dragging,
to see it happen as it happens.
Then, you know, thank you.
But if I'm dragging and I got an option, I'm taking an option.
You know, it's funny, too. Like, we have this discussion talking about, you know, teams we don't care about passionately. Like, I hate the Maple Leafs. I want to watch them lose. Yeah. Actually, passionately, I want to do that, right? But if this was the Sabres playing, there's no doubt I'm staying up until all the overtimes
are
over.
You're a deep fan.
Okay,
but to watch the Winnipeg New York Jets play.
The Winnipeg New York Jets? Like, I wanted to watch the rest of that Knicks-Sixers game all the way through because it was a phenomenal back and forth, and I can't believe... Like, that was the other thing. I woke up to the Sixers winning that game, and I could not believe it. And I was livid that I did not stay up and watch the rest of that game. And it's like Timmy said, it's not just about the ending. It's about...
commitment.
Well, no. Like, this Leafs-Bruins game, right? Like, I'm sure. Like, there's a power play that I'm sure happened that I missed there where amazing saves were made or, like, a defensive stand that happened in a basketball game that should not have happened. It's like those amazing back-and-forth moments that you live for as a sports fan.
Yeah, some people care how it ended. I care how it got there.
Preach, brother.
Do that.
Preach.
Come on.
Terrible time, Timmy, filling in for Kimmy, dropping truth bombs
like,
here.
You might not remember this, but there was a time probably 7 or 8 years ago I watched, I believe it was the Sharks and Kings,
four or five
overtimes, and I knew that if I went home and went to bed, I wasn't going to make
Fins
it here.
Fins up, man.
I slept on that couch over there, and I scared the crap out of you when you walked into this room.
I do remember that.
That was because
you
of overtime.
Face down in Phil Sherman's stuff.
Oh, man.
So, but here's the thing. I'm always afraid.
Let me reset real quick because I think everybody needs that wiped out of their head.
All right.
Literally and figuratively. 252 WCMF. Hockey playoffs, NBA playoffs going on right now. The games are awesome. Last night, two of the big games everyone wanted to watch, Leafs and Bruins in the NHL, and the Knicks and the Sixers in the NBA went into overtime. And if you get up and got to go to work, you got to pull that ripcord at some point.
Right.
Are you watching overtime or not?
I'm always afraid if I do stay up, it's going to be a dud. Because like every once in a while, I'll watch some like, I think it's going to be a great game on TV, like some college game. Like, I'm going to watch this tonight. And then it's either like a blowout or it's like a non-event. And I go, what the hell did I do this for?
Well, no,
I didn't even really care.
Okay.
Like, I settled down for something and it doesn't turn out good.
No, but like, you're not a sports fan. Like, when I watch a game where it starts to become a blowout, I have to keep watching
I'm a highlight guy.
No, but I have to keep watching to make sure that team that's down doesn't make some amazing comeback that I missed.
But they never do.
They do. That's why you see these highlights. The greatest comeback! The Bills had the greatest comeback in NFL history for how long?
Yeah, but all right.
Yeah, exactly. Shut up. That comeback last night from the Sixers was amazing.
Oh my god damn. How about the Jets?
No, they did. They lost.
Winnipeg is a rockin'.
No, they're out. They lost.
I can't even think of anybody that I know is from Winnipeg.
Why would you know someone from Western Canada?
Like a famous person that started out in Winnipeg.
The Weaker Thans. It's a band.
All right. I can't even name one Winnipeg Jet that was famous.
Timu Solani.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about it.
Dale Howard Chuck.
Did Bobby Hull play out there?
No.
Some major star did.
I think Bobby Hull played out there. I think Bobby Hull ended his career at Winnipeg.
No, I don't think he did.
He's a Western Canadian guy. He's a rancher.
Well, no, I'm thinking he might have.
Ah! Look at Tommy answering his own trivia question.
252 WCMF.
Possibly.
Well, Timmy's looking. No, I think you might be right now that I'm thinking about it.
And Bobby Hull.
It was Bobby Hull, Golden Jet.
But he's the most famous person that ever played there.
But it was when they weren't in the NHL yet. That's when it
happened. The AHL?
No.
World Hockey League?
Yes.
All right.
AHL. Remember when Bobby Hull played in the minors in the middle of his career for a team out in Western Canada? Now we're getting too deep.
I don't know, man. Hockey's so goddamn convoluted.
No, it's not. It's pretty simple.
You're in towns that nobody cares about.
Not like Green Bay, Wisconsin. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Good to hear from you, buddy. What's up?
Yeah, you too, Tommy. So, a few years ago, the Amherst were playing against the Pavel Rockets in the playoffs.
Yeah, that series, when
they went to like triple overtime every single game, and I told my ex-wife as we were walking in, I'm like, I don't care if this goes to triple overtime. We're staying the entire effing game.
And now you have an
extra. It's totally unrelated to hockey.
They got a divorce in the middle of the second overtime, Timmy. But you were saying.
So we left Blue Cross Arena at, I think it was like 1:30 in the morning on a Wednesday. And I had to go into work the next day.
Oh. All right, listen, I will say this. Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. If I'm at the event, it's no question I'm riding that thing.
All right. Well, you got skin in the game. I mean, you're there. You're feeling the energy.
No, you'd leave. You'd leave.
Bro, I left. I left a playoff game to just go sit in a bar in the arena.
It was everybody a Sabres-Leafs game. Sabres-Leafs playoff game. You walked away.
Yes.
God, I hate you so much.
But I could hear it, and I could drink.
I could hear it. I could drink. You could drink at the seat. They bring you.
That you couldn't get the alcohol.
Did you just do the Mutombo finger wave on me?
No.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. Just comes in from Rick. Rick says, if you care about the game, you stay and watch the whole thing. Like if not, you sound like a bitch whining. Who needs sleep? Watch the game. It's memories forever. Oh, okay.
It's not really memories. You're not in the game.
No, but it is.
And nobody cares that you saw the game.
No, other sports nuts do, because if I would have stayed up and
I
watched.
Remember, I watched television. I was there on my couch. They even moved the TV tray and everything. Nobody cares, man.
No, you just don't understand the nuance of sport. That's the problem. Because if I would have stayed up and watched both of those overtimes, I could have come in with Timmy today. We would have broken it down. It would have been a lot of fun. But now, because I didn't, I've been staying silent like a bitch. Silent bitch-ass bitch.
All right.
We come back. We wrap it up. We tell you what we're doing tomorrow next here at The Break Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's going to be a wrap-a-roo.
Ah, the old hump day wrap-a-roo.
For a Wednesday break room CMF that makes tomorrow a Thursday. You know what that means.
Well, I think we're going to be bitching it out, buddy.
That's right. Bitch Voice Theater coming at you just after 7 o'clock plus a whole bunch more. I do have to say, you know, we were just talking about sports and watching everything.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's all excited for the Bills season now. Draft's here. You know, I feel bad about something I did.
What'd you did?
You ever goad somebody into doing something thinking they wouldn't do it and then they do it?
How bad?
All right. So, you know, Keon Coleman, the new Bills wide receiver. Everyone's falling in love with him.
Oh, yeah. He's quite a character.
Yeah, we played that audio of him, you know, the whole jacket and the snacks thing. The Bills put out more videos yesterday. There's a video of him going out on the field for the first time. Mm-hmm. Do you see that one?
He's running for his fake touchdown?
Yeah. Come on, let's go run to the other side. And then there's a video of him in the cryogenics chamber. Did you see that one?
No, I did not.
So he goes into the cold room, and then he's like, it's like the Undertaker from WWE. He then makes him turn the lights off. They play the Undertaker music on somebody's phone, and he comes out of the door with all the smoke like he's the Undertaker. Right. It's awesome. Awesome. So my brother, Ryan, he's watching these videos and he goes, I love Keon Coleman. I'm going to get his jersey. He goes, I would get his jersey. I don't know. Maybe I should get his jersey eventually. And I texted him back, you won't, you wuss.
So you pushed him to get this guy's jersey.
Just being a dick.
And he went.
He just sent me the picture. He bought his jersey.
He doesn't even have a number yet.
He does. It's zero.
Oh.
He's wearing zero.
So he still doesn't have a number.
I would guess $135.
Oh my God. And your family ain't got no $130.
Ryan's got $135.
Not anymore.
I didn't think he'd do it.
Wow.
Come on, bitch.
Are they available to purchase or do you have to customize it still?
Well, no, they have like a placeholder jersey, right? Like so like when they're printed, he'll get his.
And he's pretty tight with his money.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Like even as a kid, I remember he was pretty tight.
Well, yeah, except that time he bought that TV with no warranty and then a BB gun shot it.
I taught him his lesson. It was like his JFK moment.
Up until this moment when he was able to be goaded into buying $135.
There's that famous photo of Ryan reaching back into his bed trying to grab the glass off the sheets.
All right, good for you. I mean, now I hope the kid can play more just for Ryan's bank account's sake. Like, if the kid, he bought the jersey before the kid even stepped on the field.
Yeah, God.
Oh, boy. All right. We'll be back here tomorrow morning. Kimmy's still, she will be jet setting for the rest of the week.
She's done, right? She's gone. She's coming back.
Coming back Monday.
Oh, yeah, like late.
Well, no, not late. She'll be
here. Yeah.
Is she back Monday morning?
I think so.
Oh, damn it. You're so bad at this. Timmy says no. Timmy, when is Kimmy back?
Not Monday, because I'm here Monday.
Okay.
Unless I get kicked out first.
Man, she's gone on the big stretch. This is like her first big girl vacation in a while.
I'm in through Monday at minimum.
Okay.
And we'll see about Tuesday.
We don't even know where she... Bro, we are the worst coworkers ever. We don't know where she is for sure.
Yeah.
You thought her husband was going with her. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a bachelorette party. You seem to think it's family. We thought she was back Monday, but Timmy says no. And she explained all of this to us multiple times.
And we don't even know exactly what town she's in.
No, no idea.
I don't know what state she's in.
I think she's in California.
Yeah, but
I thought it was Texas or Florida.
We are the worst co-worker. Where in the world is Kimmy from the break room? All right, we got to get out of the way. For Terrible Time, Timmy stepping up for one more
great
day,
job.
At least than we thought.
Yeah.
For Tommy Mulay, who is really excited to hear from Kimmy's husband about the trip, despite the fact that Kimmy's husband is sitting in his house in Rochester right now. My name is Pat Duffy. We'll see you tomorrow morning in the break room, 6 a.m. on 96.5 WCMF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.